This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Are You Okay Day tomorrow, and it's a reminder to prioritise staying connected with friends, family and colleagues. Today I want to focus particularly on the workplace because with many workforces split up and working remotely, keeping connected is more important than ever. Mustafa Karush is an Are You Okay workplace champion with Sydney Trains. He has used the program as a way to spark conversations off and offer support to struggling employees. Mustafa's with me now. Good morning, Mustafa.
Good morning, Katrina.
So I think, you know, many workplaces at the moment, people are less connected than usual because they're working remotely. Has COVID affected how people connect with each other in your workplace, Mustafa?
Well, I think in some aspects it has. I mean, I work for a train organisation and we've been keeping Sydney moving. So we have had a lot of frontline people still working out there, but certainly the people who are working in the offices, who are working remotely, we're trying to keep connected as best as we can.
Yeah. You really brought this Are You OK program into Sydney Trains. Why did you want to reach out to rail employees using this Are You OK model?
Well, certainly the fact that the Are You OK four steps are very easy to use, and the fact that you don't actually have to be a professional or an expert to ask that question, and such a simple way to connect to your colleagues. And I found that, you know, being able to have conversations with people who you're seeing, really, we're spending more time with our workmates in some cases than we are our own family and friends. Mm. And so being able to bring this into the workplace has certainly helped connect our workforce.
So what difference does it make to start a conversation with people about how they're going?
I think the biggest thing that's helped is really people being able to ask the question, people being able to say, oh, it's not something that I should be scared of, or it's not something that is too daunting. And the key for us is, have you noticed anything different? Have you noticed the change with one of your mates who, you know, we've seen for many years? And so keeping an eye out for what they're saying, keeping an eye out for what's going on in their life, and maybe if their behaviour's changed, looking out for some of those signs, and then being able to really connect and say, hey, I've noticed this has happened. I noticed this is a change. What's going on? How can I help you?
Have you got an example that you could share with us about when you've been able to kind of put this into practice?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we've been doing Are You Okay Day within our organisation for the last, say, 6 years or so. And been able to go out last year, I went out on a bit of a tour around the network and have been able to have conversations with many of our staff. And some of our staff have sort of reached out and said, oh, this is a really great initiative. What's it all about? How do you get involved? And we had some people say, hey, I use this framework and reached out to someone in my life who's quite important to me. It was so easy. All I had to do was ask them, how are you going? And then they just opened up. It was like the floodgates just opened up and I was able to really just start to share. And for me, that really helped with my family situation to really get me, you know, seeking the help that was needed to get the right support.
Mm. I mean, I think this year there's been a bit of a focus on, you know, there's more to say after Are You Okay? So what do you do if you ask someone, are you okay? And they kind of say, well, actually, no, I'm not. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, so great question. And this is one that we're confronted with quite a bit. A lot of people say, well, what if they say no? Well, first of all, before you start the conversation, you need to be ready to have the conversation. Be prepared that the conversation might take a little bit of time, you know, making sure that the place where you're having that conversation is the right place where you're going to feel comfortable and where that other person who you're asking can feel comfortable. And if they say no, it's up to you to really dig a little bit deeper. Try and find out what's been happening. Try and find out how long has this been going on for, and let the person know that you're ready to listen, to take on board what it is that they've got to say. Are You Okay's got four very simple steps. The first one being asking that question. The second one is listening and making sure that we're listening without judgment, making sure that whatever that person has to say to us, we're taking on board. And then once you've taken all that information on board, then, you know, like I said before, we're not experts, we're not professionals. It's okay if we don't have all the answers, but we can certainly refer them on to someone who does. Someone like a GP, going on to something like Lifeline or Beyond Blue, or one of the many mental health resources that we have out in our space at the moment, especially for younger audiences, you know, the under 25s. There's also Headspace, which is a great free service for young people to be able to access. So I think if someone someone says, no, I'm not okay, be confident that, that there is help out there and that, that we can point the person in the right direction. We don't have to always have the answers.
Mm. And following up too, right? Like checking back in with them again, because there's nothing worse than if you've unloaded everything to someone and then you hear nothing from them again. It really makes you feel uncared for, doesn't it?
It does, and that is the fourth step in the process, and that is to check back in. Now, it doesn't have to be straight away. It can be after a few days, a week. Whatever your gut tells you is probably going to be the right sort of time frame. I mean, if you're really concerned about the person, there's nothing wrong with checking in with them a couple of times in the day, you know, maybe a follow-up text message or, hey, I'm going to check back in with you a little bit later on. Do you mind just texting me and letting me know how you're going? But certainly being able to follow up with the person allows that person to have the comfort in saying, yeah, I am being cared for. Yeah, the person did take on board what I was saying to them and really helped understand where I need to go to get the right help.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've got this going on in your workplace with Sydney Trains. Why do you think other workplaces should get on board with Are You OK Day?
Well, like I said earlier on, I think the key is that we are spending a lot of time at the workplace. And I mean, as we started off our conversation, it was about people being remote. We don't tend to switch off when we're working remote. You know, the computer's always on.
Yes.
It always depends on where your home office is, you know, whether it's the kitchen counter or in the lounge room or wherever you might be. You seem to always have that device there because you don't actually leave the office. So the fact that we're always on at the moment in the current pandemic, I think it's really important that we connect. I think it's really important that businesses and it's important that the leaders of the businesses are taking this on board, because when you see your leaders showing the initiative, the leaders setting the tone and the example, it really encourages the employees to get on board.
Yeah.
And certainly by having a connected workforce, you know, you're going to have a happier staff, you're going to have higher morale, hopefully higher productivity, but best of all, you're going to have a happy workforce and one that wants to keep coming back to work, one that feels supported and one that really does feel connected.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much for that. It's been great hearing from you, Mustafa, and well done on what you've done in your workplace.
Thanks so much, Katrina. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've been speaking to Are You OK Workplace Champion, Mustafa Karush. He is an Are You OK Workplace Champion with Sydney Trains. You can find out more about how to keep the conversation going at ruok.org.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.